So, all right, so I watched Comedy Central from a very young age. My parents didn't know that I was doing it.
And good story.
Good story.
Continue.
Lots of noise pollution tonight.
So, the Lewis Black half-hour special, one of them, was on. He told it was around the time of the Clinton scandal. I knew that there was a sex thing involved. Like, I was old enough to know that, but I didn't know what a blowjob was. Or that they were abbreviated to BJs. So, he was making jokes about it. And I could, like, laugh at the jokes because, like, they were funny. Like, plus everyone was just laughing, so, like, that's how I
learned. You can, tell the cadence of a joke. Like, even if you don't get it,
yeah,
like, you can tell, like, this is a funny
thing. Yeah, he says it, and then, like, people laugh, and I'm like, that is funny.
Yeah. Because you pick up on the social cues.
Yeah. So, like, the way he was telling the joke was how the insanity of the court trial, and how, like, Bill Clinton was like, can you explain what you mean by the word is, and all that. And he was talking about how, like, he was trying to pass off blowjobs as, like, not real sex. And he's like, Lewis Black is like, did I miss a day of school? Did the principal come in one day and say, by the way, we'll be having fish sticks for lunch tomorrow, and I just want you kids to remember, BJs don't count. And I thought, I didn't know what he was talking about. I thought he was saying, like, BJ's brand fish sticks don't count as, like, real fish sticks.
BJ's, of course, is a big box store that is local to this area.
Very regional.
Wait, it's local to this area?
It is. It's an East Coast store.
Hey everybody, and welcome to a mini episode of Why Did We Watch This? I'm Brendan Drischler.
I'm Chris Ravel.
And I'm Lee Lohanty.
We went back to school with Lindsay Lohan last episode, and we're continuing our discussion on high school movies this time. But first, we want to go into what is coming up next for us. The next movie we will be watching 2 weeks from now is 2012's Rock of Ages, the hit jukebox musical directed by Adam Shankman, director of Hairspray, starring Tom Cruise, Alec Baldwin, Russell Brand, and some boring people. And it's going to be really musical, so I hope you all enjoy it. The drink we have planned for it is called Hair Metal of the Dog, which is a variation on a Long Island iced tea, and it is going to include vodka, light rum, tequila, gin, triple sec, sour mix, cranberry cocktail, and some black Morello cocktail cherries for garnish. Excuse me.
Rock and roll!
Rock and roll, motherfuckers!
Ah!
We're also going to pair it with what we're going to call the hit me with your best shot.
It can only be sung. If someone asks you and they turn to you and they see that shot glass in your hand and they're like, what is that? You have to sing it that way.
Fire away.
It's a Sadie Hawkins shot.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
What it's going to be is we all will pour a shot of our own design for someone else. And this is going to be our best shot.
I honestly think this is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so...
Because it's going to be... Is it the shot that best represents the person giving it? Is it the shot that best... We feel like best suits the person receiving it?
We're going to start a trend. We're going to start a trend where you can walk up to someone at a bar and go, hit me with your best shot!
And then they will.
To, like, give you a random shot.
That's right.
Start it in your hometown.
Under the compact of hit me with your best shot.
Under the compact of hit me with your best shot.
They have to do this. So... You should get pretty well hammered in time for this movie.
Please.
We are also watching the extended edition because if there is more songs, then we want to see them. So, please sit down and try to watch Rock of Ages with us. So having gotten business out of the way, we are going to go into our discussion this week. And as I said at the start of the show, our discussion is going to be about high school movies. Fresh off Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen, we were talking amongst ourselves a little bit about high school movies in general. Does anyone want to kick this off?
I like Saved Better Than Mean Girls. I said it!
What'd you say?
I like Saved Better Than Mean Girls.
I mean, they're apples and oranges for me.
Yeah, but they're both high school movies.
I like them both. I don't know if I would say I like one more than the other, but I do. Saved came out on Blu-ray just recently, and I got it. So I just watched it again the other night.
It's a great movie.
Really well. Yeah.
I love Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, he's really good in it.
I love
his pairing with the
Ava Murray.
Ava
Murray.
Susan Sarandon's daughter.
Who...
She looks so much like her.
It's really insane.
It's really
but I think her performance in that is so much fun because she goes so far over the top. She's playing this very wild character.
Their romance arc is like should be the A story of the movie. It really upsets me because the A story.
Well, I mean, like the A romance arc is really an afterthought. Like I think even they would admit
it.
Like I don't think it's supposed to be the main focus. Like the main focus really, I think, is like the main character's relationship with God, sort of more so than it is like.
Yeah.
And it's also about that relationship's. That relationship as it strains under, like, social circumstances.
Right.
So, because then you have Mandy Moore's character, Hilary Fay, is sort of, like, leading the charge of fundamentalism that kind of stresses that relationship out. But I think they're both wonderful movies. I definitely go to them for different reasons. Yeah. I definitely get feel-good feelings at the end of both of them. But Mean Girls is much more of, like, a... I could quote the whole movie back to someone, whereas Saved...
I don't like that about Mean Girls. I don't know. I feel like Mean Girls became too much of, like, a meme. And not enough of, like, a
more
story.
Like Meme Girls.
Whoa!
So Saved. Yeah, Saved and Mean Girls. Were there any high school... So we sort of talked about, like, what high school movies kind of felt the most authentic to you in terms of...
None of them.
I was actually going to say, I think their charm is that none of them are that relatable.
Is it just our... I never knew if it was... I've heard people say that some high school movies, like, felt, like, real to them, but...
Like what? Do you know?
I don't know.
Breakfast Club feels like high school people in high school to me. I don't particularly like Breakfast Club as a movie. I honestly just don't.
I think it's alright.
But I like some of the arcs and the characters.
Yeah, like, I think that's, like, it feels real to me, not because of, like, because it's a very simple, straightforward scenario, but, like, it feels one of the more authentic high school movies to me just because of the characters.
Yeah.
And not because, like, in other high school movies where there tend to be more, like, elaborate, like, things happening, like, plot-driven sort of points, whereas The Breakfast Club is very obviously, like,
character-driven.
Right.
Yep.
The high school movies I tend to enjoy are the ones I can't relate to, because I feel like what that does instead is just sort of blow all of the elements about it way up to kind of make it a little bit more fun to examine. Like, 10 Things I Hate About You has nothing to do with my high school experience, but that's probably one of my favorite high school movies.
I didn't have that amazing paintball. Are you kidding me?
I'd have, like, that crazy, like, high school on a mountaintop with,
yeah,
like...
Ugh, the gorgeous
yeah.
view.
Ugh.
It was incredible.
The high school movie, actually, that I think that feels closest to me in terms of tone is Better Off Dead.
Yeah.
Not in terms of, like, actual events happening.
With all the,
like,
magical realism.
Yeah, I wish. But, like, in terms of, like, absurdity...
No, that's what high school feels like.
Right, like everything feels that ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, that's probably, like, a good point. Like, the way John Cusack is, like, very, like, sort of bemused by everything that happens
yeah.
to him in Better Off Dead, it's, like, sort of how I felt about
yeah,
high school.
Yeah, because high school is, like, faintly ridiculous, and,
yeah.
like, so is that movie, so it was a very good pairing of the two, frankly.
But I will say one trope that consistently comes up in high school movies that I never really felt applied that much in my high school experience was this, like, absolute, like, tribal adherence to cliques. And I guess there were cliques in high school, but they weren't based on, like... there was the football team, and then there was band. I mean, you would meet people through these social things, but you had friends outside of each of those activities that you had. Like, I would say it was more like you would have groups of friends that you would run with, not necessarily like, oh, I only hang out with the jocks.
I mean, I feel like you could ask people at my high school, and they would tell you that they were cliques, and other people would tell you they weren't cliques. I feel like it's
your perception.
Does it depend
on, like, where you invest yourself in that
system? It could be where you invest yourself. It could be, like, the way you look at the world around you. Like, some people might look around in high school and see, like, these groups of people that are too daunting to, like, approach, or, like, I don't know, I felt like if I needed to, I could talk to anyone, but I didn't particularly need to, like, but in, like, classes and stuff, right? Like,
yeah.
you know, especially towards, like, junior, senior year, when you start to, like, separate the wheat from the chaff, and, like, AP is a thing, and, like, you're in AP class with, like, some college football people who want to get, like, you know, they're, like, not really, like, that smart, but they try really hard because they want to get into a good school for sports, or, like,
yeah.
you know, like, try hard, or, like, the permanent do-gooder, like, study hard people, like, our valedictorian, like, a typical guy. They're, like, they're pretty diverse groups, the AP classes, and there were, like, a couple people, you know, I was, like, on the border of, like, I wasn't a goth kid, I wasn't really allowed to be by my parents, but, like, most
but
of my friends
in
were,
your
like,
heart,
I
you're a goth kid.
In your heart, you bled Hot Topic.
But, like, I'm sort of glad my parents didn't let me spend money on Hot Topic. That's a good
point. I was gonna say, like,
pretty solid choice.
Those pants are so expensive.
Otherwise, you would have had, like, a shoebox full of, like, Johnny the Homicidal
awful,
Maniac,
like,
and
yeah,
chains. And, yeah, chains.
I'm just never into the... All that stupid shit, though.
Yeah, it is dumb shit, too.
But
it's
I wanted,
dumb
like...
Shit. Dumb
like,
shit.
So dumb.
I wanted the ripped clothing
so
in black.
Dumb.
But anyway, yeah, I don't know. I felt like people would talk to me if they needed something, and, like, I would talk to them. And I didn't feel like, you know, like, there was a need to have a predisposition towards a large group of people. Like, oh, these people I look on with disdain.
Right.
These people are slackers. I didn't really feel like that.
I also kind of just got clued into it so late in my high school experience. I spent, like, the first 3 years being too anxious to talk to many people, but then, like, in my senior year is when I actually, like, discovered a social life, and it just didn't take this, like, tribal form that you see a lot.
This is really fascinating movie discussions about all our high school
things. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm just...
Well, we gotta talk about our personal
I know,
high
I'm
school.
Just... What I was just sort of thinking is... I feel like, honestly, the movies that have the most realistic depiction of what high school was like for me, for the most part, like, in terms of, like, the day-to-day things, are the boring ones that I don't really care about. So, like, is it fair to say that, like, the better high school movies are ones that simply don't have a very realistic portrayal of high school?
Oh, yes. That is completely my point.
But, like...
I find it so much more interesting when it's not like high school.
I like Breakfast Club alright. I also like Better Off Dead, and I like, you know, I like Mean Girls and Saved.
Mm-hmm.
I just, like... I do agree with that Breakfast Club is melodramatic but more authentic. I mean, because it treats them like people.
Right, yeah.
And, like, it doesn't treat them as, like...
Stereotypes.
Right. Like, the jock has, like, a lot of insecurity because his dad pushed a lot of expectations on him.
What about you?
Oh, my God. What was that? Emilio Estevez. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a little hunk.
Young Emilio Estevez.
He looks so much like Martin Sheen now. It's really bizarre. He's so gradually transforming into Martin Sheen. Like when he was younger, I was like, you don't even look alike at all. But now it's just sort of like, oh, yeah, you actually really do look the same.
He really does.
I think there's an interesting sort of, like I sort of said before, like, the ones that feel the most like high school for me are the ones that hit a certain tone more so than an actual substance, mm-hmm. because the other one I just sort of thought of right now is Brick.
I always think about that one, too. That right. has nothing to do with my high school experience.
Right, no, but it feels like it, because it's sort of like there's like, some weird drama going on in your group, and, like, you don't know what's going on, and everyone's telling you a different story.
I don't agree
and, like,
that it feels authentic.
No, I'm saying it feels authentic to me in terms of, like,
what, you mean,
what high
tone.
School can feel like to you, in terms of, like, everything is mm-hmm. this serious. Obviously, Brick is different, because it is that serious.
But it's about heroin.
Yeah, because it's, and a girl has ended up dead. Yeah. So, like, obviously, like, that never happened to me in high school that I'm telling
so
you
So we're
about.
Kind of getting it both ways, then, because the tone is both relatable and realistic. But then the events are so unlike our high school experiences that that's the part I found so enjoyable. Like, if I could have those kind of noir adventures, that would have been incredible. Yeah. Horrifying, but
the thing
incredible.
Is, I think the things that are talked about in high school movies are, like, the social, like, the pressures of social. The social pressures.
There you go.
First time.
The pressures of social.
You got it.
Of social. That you feel. And, like, you feel those now. Like, we all feel those. And there's, like, imposter syndrome is a real thing. And, like...
Imposter syndrome?
Yeah, it's where, like, you go to a new job and you feel that, like, oh my god, how did I get this
yeah,
job?
Yeah, I was
right,
going to find
yes.
out that you're
I don't know what the
I completely know what that is, I just didn't know that was
yeah.
the name.
Like, but it's, you feel that everywhere, but, like, people, I feel like the high school movies, you just use high school as a setting for things that are universal. Because
mm-hmm.
social
mm-hmm.
pressure is a thing.
Well, and it's also very handy in microcosm.
Yeah.
And
you
like,
can shrink a lot of ideas and dynamics down.
And like we had said earlier in a previous episode about adaptations, there's a reason why high school works really well for, like,
mm-hmm.
Shakespeare and period pieces.
Yeah.
Because of their, like, heavy reliance on, like, dramatic situations and class structures.
It's one of the few times where, like, social, like, mores are, like, pronounced.
Yeah.
There are mm-hmm. things in high school that are like, oh my god, it's
right.
like
right, and I mean, like, high school is just, because, you know, you're forced together. It's a more forced together scenario, because, like, to a certain point, like, you can change jobs, you can leave, but, like, no, this is high school,
yeah.
you're in high school.
And also, it's a place where people do things they're not supposed to do, but
yeah.
aren't really that shocking, like, people drink and like
yeah.
people have sex in high school and like technically it's not allowed, so there's this air that's like
right.
oh my god, it's
scandalous
legal. Yeah.
and rebellious, yeah,
it's against the rules. What a Byron-esque thing to do.
I said,
oh, how we missed
everyone's monocle pops out.
Exactly.
But, yeah. I would love to do like a Regency High School movie where like as if there were like normal high schools but it was Regency era, so everyone's wearing those clothes.
Come to think of it, the one I could think of being the most at least relatable for me would probably have been Easy A, because that one for me had the least amount of reliance on the clique trope.
But was your school that religious?
The school wasn't religious. They just had a religious club, and we did have one in high school.
Because I want to get into this a little bit as a little subtopic.
You guys didn't?
No.
As a little subtopic of, like, authenticity in high school, there's a lot of these movies that it came up in confessions where there was, like, oh my god, your mother is not married and has kids.
Mm. Right.
And, like, it's a shocking thing. And I'm like, this is 2000. This is 2000s. And, like, CDA was fairly recent.
Mm-hmm.
And Saved is also a thing. And, like, understandably, Saved does take place in, like, a much more conservative place. But, like,
right.
is this really, like... It's weird to me that, like, the movies in the 80s were, like, more... I mean, I guess the 80s was a time when everyone was, like, fucking doing crack all the time and, like...
But that still was an element in the 80s. Like, Pretty in Pink, her father was this sort of, like, town layabout.
Yeah, but I'm saying they're more religious now.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Well, yeah.
There's a lot of these movies that take place in, like, religious communities or where, like, there's a huge morality.
I'm wondering if, like, do you need, like, a chart to, like, track, like, how the country was swinging,
yeah.
like, in terms of morality based off of, like, what our high school movies were? Because that might be a thing. I don't want to go so far as to say, like, that's a thing. But
yeah,
I
do
mean,
you think it reflects the times?
Well, it might. I'm, like, thinking of all those movies that you're mentioning. Like, when did Easy A... When was Easy A? Like, 2008?
2008 or 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, like, even Easy A would have been just sort of, like, at the tail end of, like, the Bush administration.
It should also
point.
Be noted, though, that these religious groups are never invoked in these usually not invoked in these high school movies as a positive force. They're usually invoked as the antagonistic one.
I'm not, like, making a blanket statement about conservative Christianity, but why would they be?
I'm just saying that...
One of the reasons that I do like Saved is because Saved portrays it as sort of, like, a conflicting thing. How, like, there is aspects of...
I was right.
When was it?
2010.
Really? Yes. That was a lot... Okay, so there goes that. There goes that half-assed theory that I just had. But I think there's, fuck me, I lost my...
No, you're saying that it was more conflicted and Saved.
Yeah, because, like, there are, like, there, you know, it's not the idea that, like, Patrick Fugit's character, like, does not believe in Jesus or something, it's just that he does not have the same sort of, like, strict viewpoint that his dad does. So it doesn't necessarily portray religion as a bad thing, it's just that, like, there's persecution.
I think it portrays, like...
Dogmatic.
Like, yeah. I think it's organized religion.
Which
it
I think
it's portray,
typically,
like,
what they use the... like the Christian club in these high school movies to do is to be like this kind of dogmatic and oppressive thinking isn't very good.
Yeah.
And that might also be why that just wasn't a presence in those earlier movies, just because it was just assumed that those were the morals anyway.
It's weird that, like, that's where this started. Did it just take that long to permeate? Because, like, that's like that, like, the Reagan era is where a lot of this, like focusing on morality.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It started then. So I don't know. It's an interesting thing to track, like, but it's a weird thing that I noticed is that a lot of these movies that are more recent heavily feature, like, weird, anachronistic, like, focus on morality.
Well, I mean, could it also just be that, like, these are things that are happening more in culture now? Like, it's more likely to have,
isn't
like,
a
religious
scary?
Group?
That's a little scary to me.
It is, completely.
I won't argue that.
I mean, we regularly resurrect, you know, items of the culture war in terms of morality.
Yeah. Ugh.
Which is probably why Easy A exists.
I mean,
it was still a timely thing to examine whether or not a girl is a slut.
Well,
it is,
like, primarily, like, it's the fact that, like, we can do this to women, we can, like, label them as sluts really easily. But then there is a subplot of the movie where, like, a lot of students that are in this, like, sort of Christian thing, like, perform, like, protests against her. And I don't know, like, I don't remember the movie that much, but I don't think they're doing it as a way to, like, ostracize her. I think they genuinely are like, this is wrong.
They kind of play it both ways, if I remember it correctly.
I think they do it a little bit.
I don't remember it.
I don't think that there's, like, an inauthentic, like, I think that they're really buying into this, like...
They play it as maybe the followers would truly believe, but that their leader, Amanda Bynes, had much more kind of, like, antagonistic, like, personal.
Well, I think for sure probably reasons. Amanda Bynes' character, like, wanted to bang that same guy that she was supposed to have banged, right?
No, because what happens is... She spends time with the deaf guy in their Christian club that she had designs on. And that's when it gets, like, kicked up a notch where she's like, how dare you, now you've, like, stolen this person from me.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
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 But it turns out that guy was sleeping with a teacher and gave her gonorrhea or something. Chlamydia.
I vaguely recall that. I should see this movie again.
Who was the wife of Thomas Hayden Church.
Not that I know of.
I think I do.
But anyway,
over here.
It's just maybe that's just sort of like the winning formula is relatable tone but unrelatable plot.
I swear to God, I'll find this movie. I own it somewhere.
I really didn't think you did. I feel like if you did, I would have watched it again.
I don't know. But anyways, I will buy it because I like it a lot.
Cool. Well, I would be happy to rewatch it again because I remember it terribly well.
Yeah.
And I'm like we had also covered before, I'm always really intrigued by the idea of like modern day adaptations set in high school. So
and it's an effective I mean it's a loose adaptation, but it's an effective loose
I'd
adaptation
like to
of the Scarlet Letter.
Briefly touch on the invisibility of high school movies to me now. And
yeah.
I'm not sure if it's because and I don't think it is, but that is it just that I don't watch high school movies anymore? And that's why I don't see them? Or are they just not as, like, much of a thing?
I think it's a little comment.
Yeah, I was
a
just trying to remember, there's an episode of The Simpsons where Principal Skinner's trying to find Bart when he's playing hooky. He, like, goes to the 4-H club, and he's like, we're all the students. Like, am I really so out of touch? No. No, it's the children who are
right.
Especially you being, like, no.
I remember
it's
that.
All you kids who have
but
terrible
taste
But
no, it's, like, a scary thing to think.
Yeah.
Like, am I, like, why don't high school movies come out anymore? And some high school kid is like, grandpa.
Yeah.
Like, you're right here.
I think,
like, oh my God, what happened?
I think it's kind of both. I think the high school movie, as we knew it, doesn't really exist anymore. I think it's transformed into a different animal.
Well, and again, like we were saying earlier, the high school movie as a genre, like there's not really like a genre high school movie per se.
Yeah.
Because it's always been transforming. Because like in the 50s, we had like, you know, James Dean has a nice red jacket.
Rebel Without a Cause.
Rebel Without a Coat. And it's sort of like, it went from like these stories about like, ooh, like what are the young people getting into with like their rock and roll music and their women. And then it sort of became like, you know, and it morphed like gradually into your 80s with your John Hughes movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then it sort of became like what we had like in like the 90s. Like, then we're going to, like, adaptations and weird, like,
Bring
abstract...
Bring It On! We haven't even mentioned Bring It On.
You guys, I love that movie.
I haven't seen it in ages.
There's a musical. Did you guys know?
No.
Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote, like, some of the songs for it.
What?
Yeah. If they ever hit it around here, we should see it.
Completely. But, if there's a touring version that comes to Boston.
It's been years. Like, it came out, like, years ago. Like,
you know, they also made a musical out of Heather's.
Yeah, I know.
And their whole mission was apparently, like, let's add heart to the story. And
say
I was
that
like,
again?
Let's add heart.
Oh, let's add heart.
And no, I was like, I have heart.
I was like, no.
That's not matter, right?
Heather's
yeah, they all sing. That's the old song of the musical. They just sing, you gotta have heart.
You gotta have
from
heart.
From Damn Yankees.
Damn Yankees.
Over and over again. Oh, I have the cast recording for Heather's. It's okay.
I just, why would you, no.
And then
just,
Lola comes out.
It's so perfect. And, what, and you know what? Whatever she wants, she gets.
And then they go to Hernando's Hideaway. We're just throwing a ball together.
It's a crossover.
But I see what you mean, though. It's a transforming genre. It has a different definition depending on the era.
Right, and so now, like, what we're into more, like I said, are, like, the high school weepies, where, like, a boy has cancer and a girl falls in love with him, so it's
They're not all weepies.
No.
But there is, like...
There's definitely a trend with that.
Well, but I wouldn't... I don't know.
Because
they're
we
like
have, what, like, Fault in Our Stars,
and
Paper Towns...
Theoretically...
Parts of Being a Wallflower, that's a weepie for
sure. Yeah, well, but theoretically, some of those 80s ones were... Like, Breakfast Club is, like...
It's not, like... yeah, it's not... It's a dramedy,
it
we say, yeah.
There's comedy in it, but, like...
There's a little, but...
Well...
But there are
also,
other ones that aren't weepies.
I would also argue we...
Like The Duff.
I would also...
Yeah.
I would also argue the high school movie has maybe been put on the back burner nowadays... For more sci-fi fantasy YA stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
that was not a genre years ago. Like, now, if you want to get teens in the movies, you have, like,
you're not setting it in high school.
Futures. Yeah.
You're keeping them the same age, and then you're sticking them in Hunger Games, or Divergent, or Maze Runner.
Right.
But what I've seen a lot of, it's like, I haven't seen any of them, but I've seen, like, about them. And I have some on my list.
Uh-huh.
But high school movies that are, like, I know that I talk in, like, reverse grammar sometimes, like Japanese.
Yodeng.
Yeah. But there are, like, a lot of movies that are more, seem to be smaller, grounded pieces. Like, there's that Geography Club movie, which looks intriguing. I don't know if it's any good.
I read the book a long time ago, and I remember even then thinking, like, the book is good, kind of disposable. I'm interested to see the movie.
But I think it's good.
I think,
like,
it's important to have a high school movie aimed at gay people.
There's a couple of them. There's one, Brendan and I stumbled on one, like, we were talking about high school movies, that was, like, about two gay guys. They're, like, the only two gay guys at the school.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, one of them decides, like, he's gonna go all in.
Oh,
to
Gay Best Friend.
Yes.
GBF.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one either, but it's, like, I'm glad that movies like this are starting to come out now. They seem to be, like, not as big. They're, like, quieter, independent things.
Yeah,
but...
I mean, yeah, the majority of high school movies seem to be, like, low-budget, very low-budget movies.
And I guess, like, why wouldn't they always have been?
Right, because, like, what do you need? You need, like, a high school, you need some houses, and
you
need actors. You
don't need effects.
That's all. Right, exactly.
You need young actors that probably aren't that big.
Yeah, so it's very easy in the first place. So it is interesting, like, they are, like, you know, they are still getting made, albeit with a lesser frequency, and there's a lot of sort of, I don't know, like, branching out to different social groups in terms of what they're going after.
Which I think is pretty cool. If they're going to be made, they're going to focus on that.
Yeah.
Megan Mullally is in Gay
Best
Friend. She sure is. I also kind of wonder, when we reach the eventual point when these, like, very genre-driven YA movies kind of...
You mean they haven't?
No, we are.
No, I'm saying...
That thing with, like, what, like, the fourth Divergent movie is going to be, like, a TV movie or something?
Right. I mean, I'm saying when
because it didn't
when they fully recede, are we going to see the return of the high school movie?
I don't know.
Because those I would see as, like, they're competing for the same market.
Do you know what I haven't seen that I demand? Because I've seen too many dystopian sci-fi pieces of shit. Is some of my young adult fantasy to come in, because it's great.
Yeah.
I read some great young adult fantasy, and I don't fucking see any of it on screen.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I mean,
shitty fucking dystopian worlds.
I mean, you can thank Twilight for that, because it can't be, it won't go to film unless it's dark in some way, and yeah.
Well, again, also, it's just like those sort of genres appeal to teens in the same sense that the high school movies do, where it takes this thing as like, teens have to suffer through very dramatic events.
Grand drama.
Right. And now it's like, it's not in high school. Now it's in a world where they're being persecuted and, like, for being a teen.
Right.
And it's just like, it's everything that, like, there was in those 80s
movies. And adults fucked up the world.
Right.
Only teens can save it now.
And it's up to a more ridiculous degree. And so, like, it's easy to see why these things appeal
to
a younger audience.
Do you not think that, like,
and you can really
like...
see the thematic links there.
Yeah.
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 Do you not think that fantasy is like, as appealing, then? Like, things that take place in... Because there's a lot of fantasy that's, like, about teenage characters, like, in a fantastical world.
Sci-fi
like,
has historically had a lot more crossover appeal.
Mm-hmm.
To other audiences,
upsetting.
I mean.
I always am on the fantasy over sci-fi.
I mean, I like both.
I generally am, too, but it's just, you know...
Yeah.
It's an easier sell for whatever reason.
Do you know what I like about fantasy? I guess you can do this in sci-fi, but no one does. Is, like, creating worlds where, like... Being gay is not a problem anyways. And then you can do characters without having someone say, like, by the way, I'm gay.
By the way, I'm
homosexual. Yeah.
You wouldn't have to carry that around anymore.
There's Thank so God. Many, there's so many good fantasies.
It was getting really heavy.
There's so many good fantasies where, like, women have all the power. Like, women are, like, there's, like, matriarchal kingdoms and stuff. That, like, then it's great. Like, we can tell these stories and not have to, like, you know, we can take a break from, like, having to deal with the fact that women are second-class citizens and don't get as many rights as men as they do in traditional fairy tales.
Which is something that sometimes
I don't want to go too far.
Those current, like, teen genre movies will dip their toe into, but not really
Right, because there's a lot of them that have female protagonists, too.
Yeah.
Female protagonist is almost a given now, but it's also...
Except for the Maze Runner trials, yeah.
Which
The Maze Runner seems like it's not... It's like... a harem fantasy for women.
I hope
it's like
so.
Because it's been like one girl.
I hope that's what it is.
Oh my goodness.
Because it's still like one girl.
The
I thought there was like one girl.
I legitimately don't know anything about that.
It seems like one of those like visual novels where it's like, oh my god, I'm surrounded by a bunch of hot boys.
Yes. Those are my favorite.
Whatever am I going to do?
It does seem like this movie, you would only go see this movie. It doesn't seem like a movie for men, Maze Runners. It seems like a movie for, like, young girls.
I mean, I feel like, well, I think it's a different take, because I feel like younger boys would see, like, yeah, like, me and my friends, like, doing all this cool stuff.
I feel like young boys would want to go school see, like, Captain America and, like, the Avengers.
I mean, again, that's probably why, like, the Maze Runner
isn't
a huge success, yeah.
I think because, like, of the masculinity thing that we teach young boys, that, like, they would be like, this is too childish, like, I want my guns and my, like, my super ripped superhero.
Well, and at least there's, like... I can look up to an adult instead of having to look at someone who's maybe closer to my age.
And like, therefore, like, a rival to me. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, this is someone that, like, is already besting me versus, like, I can't be Captain America. I'm not Chris Evans' age yet.
I also...
But when I am...
Be there, yeah.
Just to go back briefly to the thing about how high school movies are maybe going to swing towards more underrepresented subcommunities like homosexuals, are we just really late to that party? Because I seem to remember, at least when I was in college, finding a lot of foreign high school gay movies that were, like... pretty good. Not amazing, but pretty good.
I mean, are you implying that socially we're behind a lot of other countries?
Well, no, I'm just wondering, is that...
Are you?
Yeah,
this is America.
Hot takes here.
What, is this a newsroom?
Yes, and I'm Allison Pill. I'm a woman who was given
Jeff Daniels in the scenario.
Yes, if anyone's Allison Pill, it's clearly Lee.
The lone woman in a room.
That's right, the only woman in the newsroom.
Oh my god.
I'll be that insufferable guy from Spring Awakening.
Great, thanks.
Cool.
Jonathan Groff?
No, he's in Looking.
Oh, that's right.
Something Gallagher? Something.
Yeah.
Gallagher, the comedian Gallagher.
Yes,
he's in the newsroom.
Gallagher too.
Always smashing watermelons at the end. It's really bizarre. That show
it always ends with a shot of him smashing a melon.
Took a weird turn in season 3.
I just really enjoy, like, the newsroom with Gallagher.
As Jeff Daniels.
Why? Like, the first scene, that famous scene, was like, why is he smashing watermelons right now? Someone stop him to make this.
Sam Larson, like, yelling at him, like, you're smashing too many watermelons on TV. People can't take it anymore.
Jane Fonda's like, let him do it. It's getting off ratings.
Too many truth watermelons.
Gonna drop a truth watermelon on this scenario.
No, but I mean, of course we're behind a great deal of the world in a lot of social aspects, but I don't know, it just sort of, like,
but
blows my mind
I
that we're
still,
so that we're so slow to come to this thing that maybe so many other countries have reached.
Those foreign movies are, like, I don't want to use the word, like, art movies, but I don't think they're, like,
I don't know.
Make money.
Because there was, I don't know, I can think of two ones off the top of my head specifically from the UK, and that was A Beautiful Thing, and...
That's different. Okay, like, because movies like, I haven't seen this, but Bend It Like Beckham, doesn't that have some, like... hinting in it?
Or is no,
it like,
no, there's a brief point
or
in which...
Or is it just adored by lesbians?
No, there's a brief point at which... Because it has a close female friendship, and there's a point at which one of the girl's mothers thinks they're in a lesbian relationship, but they're not. That's it. Like, it's a subplot that gets resolved very quickly.
Let the record show that Brendan, like, gave me a nod when I said, is it adored by lesbians?
It is. It is adored by lesbians.
Like, a nod. I remember, like, all of
what?
My, like...
How dare you?
I remember a lot of, like, queer friends, like, just going on and on about Bend It Like Beckham.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good movie.
Yeah,
But then, yeah, so Beautiful Thing, which I think is a really nice movie.
I don't know what that movie is.
It's a gay high school movie from UK. Sort of. I mean, it's also about poverty. But then also, in this movie was... There's also Get Real, which is a really good British high school gay movie.
Oh, I know. I've seen Get Real.
It's good.
Oh, what's the one with the blind kid, the high school romance, one of the gay,
the
one of the kids
blind?
I think it's from South America. Fuck me. Fuck. I forget what it's called. It's like The Way He Looks or something like that.
I don't know.
Keep talking.
That's ironic, because he's blind.
Yes, that might have been the point.
Holy shit. I have to watch this movie again.
But even, like, History Boy has got into that more than we do.
But
now.
That's also, that's a different, that's not like know. A high school movie. That's not for, like, kids.
I don't think
that's
those
true.
Are
the same. Way he looks. It's a Brazilian coming-of-age romantic gay drama.
I kind of, 2014?
Yeah.
I want to see this.
I think it's on Netflix.
I don't think it's the same, though. I don't think that's the same as, like, Gay Best Friend. I feel like Gay Best Friend is trying to do the over-the-top high school, like, oh my god, everything is so dramatic.
Yeah, these are like dramas.
With a gay male character.
History Boys, especially, is like, it's a drama that happens to take place in high school.
Yeah, there are high school movies. Like, I think Joking Club is in the high school movies category. I think that movies like the ones you're talking History Boys are like just dramas that are about high school.
Yeah, those are ones that also tend to be for an adult perspective and not for like a high
school.
That's
true.
Yeah, it's like, oh, look at what we're doing to our youth.
Right.
Versus like, this is what it's like for the youth.
Yeah.
At this point, we've mentioned Geography Club so many times. Are we just going to like group date to Geography Club and...
I guess we better. I guess if we're going to keep talking about this, one of us better see this damn movie, am I right?
Well, I'm excited because like from the description, I thought there was going to be an asexual character, but I think he's sort of like on the. Like,
I don't remember if there is or not.
There's
a bisexual girl and there's also a lesbian. And then there's also, I think, an African-American girl who is like the like token ally character in the book.
No, I think that, there's a character who is African-American who's like figuring it out sort of thing. But in the description, it's like, someone doesn't know what they are. I thought it was, like, maybe going to be, like, a possible exploration of asexuality.
I'm sure.
But
it's, like, it's just one of those, like, maybe I'm gay, maybe I'm straight.
Right? Yeah, it's one of those. I was like, shucks.
Why not both?
10 more years for me.
Yeah. I mean, the main story
every time
of
I... That's like, the rule of asexuality representation is, like, whenever you, like, think that a movie's going to be about your group and then it's not, you have to wait 10 more years. It's like when you break a mirror. And
this is the curse that has been placed upon your kind.
Yeah. The last time I thought a movie was going to be about asexuals, I had to wait 10 years and then I got Jughead. Fucking 10 more years for me.
the curse of Jughead.
All I got
was Jughead.
Jughead's asexual.
Jughead is confirmed asexual.
Yeah. Oh, right, in the whole Archie Comics relaunch.
Yeah.
Well, have we covered things?
For that part, yeah, sure.
Is there anything else you guys wanted to discuss?
She wants to make.
Well, let's pitch our other one, too.
Okay.
So, alright, so I did it, like, it actually came from confessions of a drama, teenage drama queen, where I thought, like, how would, like... If I was going to do a high school movie, like, what would I do it about? And there's this element in Teenage Drama Queen where she wants to take down the royalty, so to speak, like, the high school royalty. And, like, that's definitely a theme of, like, there's this, like, stratification of people in high school, and there's, like, the people at the... There's, like, the queen bitch and all of
that. That's a recognizable trope in high school movies.
Yeah. And, like, in the Confessions movie, it's literally just that Lindsay Lohan wants to be the queen bitch, so, like, her motives are entirely self-serving, and there's no reason to, like...
Not as far as the movie is concerned, though, but...
But I kind of want to do a movie where, like, there's, like, a sort of, like, Peter Baelish character who, like, sort of, like, like, a former nerd who, like, infiltrates the, like, from the ground up and, like, wants to, like, just, like, chaos it all, like, just tear down, the structure, like, but, like, in a fun way, like, a Machiavellian high school movie.
So,
of like someone.
So it'd be almost Brick-like. It would just be
no,
much
but I wanted to have heart because my writing is not. I'm not good at noir. Things that I come up with have to have heart. So the lesson, the lesson learned, the journey of the character would be that like maybe that they were fucked over by like a popular kid or whatever. Like they thought that these people who were at the top, you know, were just like horrible two-dimensional villains, but like in the process of taking them down they would have to realize that like there's more dimensions to them that they did not see. So they would ultimately like, you know, there would be some truly despicable people that needed to be like, you know, taught a lesson, but there would be some of the popular, he would learn that like he or she would learn that like, wow, some of these people are actually real.
So
human
if we
beings.
Were going to take this in stride with the idea of maybe trying to make this into an adaptation, that would be very easy to spin to be like the Count of Monte Cristo set in high school.
Holy shit, I didn't think about that.
Oh,
that'd be a great one.
He
transfers to a new...
Well, hold on, no.
I was thinking about having a transfer.
Wait,
student.
So what happens... So
he goes away? Because I was thinking...
So my pitch on that angle is this. Freshman year of high school, our Edmond Dantes character...
Holy shit. We're gonna figure this out.
...is... framed, implicated, otherwise wrongfully accused of a crime...
I really think this is
that
a
maybe the that maybe the guilty parties are... like, totally, like, cool with that happening to him. He gets sent to reform school for a while, comes back to that same high school senior year, and just is ready to tear that social world apart.
I don't think it's gonna... I don't... No, I think that that's too, like, real. I think it can't be... I think it's, like, he was...
What are you talking about?
It's too dark.
It's too dark. There's
the
no
fact
crime
that he goes to
reform
school.
Yeah. Well, it... No, it's... Instead of Chateau d'If, you know...
My pitch was that instead of, like... My pitch was that, like, the transformation thing is, like... they deliberately were this like nerd or like, you know, plain Jane or whatever character, and like they like study and to become like popular. Like they like get the makeover and they like do what they like fucking
take off their glasses and do their ponytail.
They do their own makeover because they like wanna So they basically like use their own initiative and their own like gumption and drive to like become the popular person.
Mm-hmm.
And they so that, but like there could be a character, like a former popular person who plays like the old man as Chet Chotier, who's like mentoring them.
I just imagine like someone who's been held back in Seattle for like 20 years.
He's the monk in the next cell over.
It's like this 30-year-old guy who's still in high school.
Let me show you how it's done.
Yeah.
I've seen many generations.
But I think like the crime should be like he had a girl that he liked or she had a crush. Sure. It should be something like hugely melodramatic to this kid, but like nothing to an adult. That's how it should be. But I think the Count of Monte Cristo was the root of this story. I think it's the way to go.
I mean, we went in two different directions, but yes.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it as dark as you did, but I would totally, like, use that that story as a framing for, like, the narrative that I would do. Yeah, but that's it.
Would you name his love interest Mercedes?
No, but maybe he has a car. Maybe someone steals his Mercedes. Like, the cool kids, like, think that he has no right to have a Mercedes, so they fuck up his Benz.
That'd be amazing.
That's so literal. Like, what a needlessly literal use of
of a character's name.
Also reducing a female part to
a car.
That's Hollywood for you.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Well, not like Mercedes is a great character. That
call us Hollywood. Agency. We're exactly on your wavelength.
Who cares about Mercedes? She's like fucking plot device.
No, she is.
Yeah, but you can do more with the character to make her into
something else. Well, they did in the movie with Jim Caviezel.
Yeah.
She was more... Because they took out Haiti was not a character.
Haiti, yeah.
Haiti? Is that how you say her name?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, it was Hootie and her blowfish. Her blowfish.
Right.
She kept it in a tank.
That's my pitch.
And I apparently had a baby pitch I didn't know had inside me.
Yeah. It came out.
Gave birth to it.
You gave birth to a little baby pitch.
Disgusting.
Do the thing. Someone pitch us the things that exist on the internet. Because I forget the websites.
Huh?
Oh,
Twitter and Facebook and all that nonsense.
Oh.
You can
reach
us at
Facebook.com/YWatchPodcast, on Twitter at YWatchPodcast, and our website, www.dratpack.com.
Content slowly unfolding.
We have drink pieces, where we talk about drinks that we did for movies that we are not podcasting, but we just did years ago, back when we were just doing this for shits and giggles.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talk a little bit about the drinks we made and thoughts on the movies, and
mm-hmm.
we're doing some of those because they're pretty easy to knock out, and we enjoy doing them, so why not?
So they're going to drop here, there, and everywhere over the next few weeks.
Yep. So thank you guys for sticking with us as we talk about high school movies. Again, 2 weeks from now, Rock of Ages. Please enjoy us. There's lots of hair, lots of songs,
mm-hmm.
lots of bland leads, lots of nasal singing.
Yeah.
I'm sure you all are going to really enjoy this.
Yep.
All right.
I love it.
We're going to sign off.
Going to buy it out.
All right.
Hit me with your best bye.